Hey, this is T.A. and Marion calling in from Fort Assiniboine. We had another great day on the Athabasca River today, covering another 40-some kilometers. And some highlights, we're actually getting to visit the hamlet of Fort Assiniboine and learning that it was once the second largest fort in Western Canada. And we saw the world's largest wagon wheel and pickaxe. We also, very early on our trip this morning, saw two otters who popped their heads up a couple different times. So that was exciting because I feel very some affinity to otters. We also saw four different deers, three in one group, and then one trying to ascend a very, very steep bank. So we watched it for a while, and eventually it solved it because it couldn't quite jump high enough to make it the one way. So it went another direction. Today we had a bit of a headwind and a tailwind. The river was quite meandery, going back and forth, so we probably paddled in all four directions today. And on some of the legs, we had a downwind, we had a tailwind, and so we practiced a little bit of sailing. And with the wind, it meant, and the river starting to slow down a bit, it did mean no more free ride of 12 kilometers an hour. We actually had to dig in and paddle some today. But a fine weather day, had a very lovely lunch spot, a little green bench, and started our day waking up to an invasion. And there's pictures posted on both our social media and on my website. There's one crawling up the inside of the tent now as a live update. They're still around. They seem to have been molting. They love to climb up. They do look a little bit like as someone suggested, an earwig on steroids. We wondered if they were a caddisfly. We're not quite sure what they were, but obviously there was a huge hatch of them. There was probably 100 on the tent frame. They seemed to like the tent poles as well as the tent body. And then they really liked the canoe. We had it turned over because of the threat of the thunderstorm. And so every nook and cranny had these things. And we cleaned out a bunch of them. They seemed to be molting and leaving their little exoskeleton or their old dry skin, which was very sticky and stuck to every surface. So we got it all cleaned up, brushed off all their little bodies, got rid of a bunch of live ones out of the boat, and thought we were good. And then all through the day, we probably had each about 20 of them crawl out of various crevices and up our legs, and sometimes they got as high as our heads and ears, and then we would send them off flying. And obviously, Marion just found one in the tent now. I found another one a little bit earlier. So we'll see if we wake up to another concert with them. They seem to be absolutely harmless, at least to us, and but just a little bit annoying when they're crawling all over everything. And it seems to be quite the nightmare for some of our followers, so we apologize for that. We just wanted to share these kind of cool little morning thing we had. So yeah, that was our invasion. And yeah, so day 10, we seem to be well past settling in now into sort of full-on immersion. Systems and routines are coming quite well, and we just sort of are making our way. Fort Assiniboine today, tomorrow maybe the Klondike Ferry, we'll get to see that. And I feel like we're learning a lot about the history of this particular region as we paddle through. So that's our life here. All's well, and take care, and hope things are going well in your part of the world. And feel free to send us questions if you have the info to text that phone or post questions on our Facebook or our Instagram. We're happy to answer them. Take good care.